what you want to do is you want to be a winner in life. And I know sometimes we kind of broaden the range of topics here on the road. We talk about some family road trips, some transformative travel. Certainly we talked a lot of cars and some racing as well. And now it's that journey through life we are all taking, and how to be the best, most confident, most successful, most fulfilled, or at least improve upon what it is that we're doing through that life and through that process. In studio with us, we've got Brad Finkeldey. He is an inspirational speaker. He's a motivational speaker. He's an author. He's going to help us on our journey to be our best. Brad, welcome to WGN.
Hey, well, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, yeah, and I appreciate you being here. Well, this is really great because there are so many things out there that people want to do. And I think that universally people want to be happy, right? They want to be fulfilled. They want to achieve some of their goals and some of their dreams. But it seems like that those simple things that everybody agrees on can sometimes be the hardest code to crack, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about you and your story about how you were at a point probably a lot of us have been, you know, where we needed to make a change, make a difference, wanted to accomplish things, but something inside of us was stopping us.
Yeah. So I was living in, this is about 4 years ago, in Austin, Texas. And I'm a nerd, a geek, and I was in the IT, you know, arena for a long time. And I had just come to a point where I had bought a big house. I had the BMW. I had all the things and stuff that's supposed to make you, quote unquote, happy as, you know, as an American or...
Is that it? Is there like a newsletter that comes out? It's like the happiness like to-do list where you says, okay, you got to do this and this. But there are some things, right, traditionally that people kind of go for as goals.
Usually success in the quote of like money.
Okay.
You know? And I had gone after that and I just looked down at my house. Like I had a really nice house. I had an atrium level and I looked down at my kitchen and it just was like, I'm not happy. And I had just seen this documentary called The Happy Movie. And it goes into the science of happiness. And I was like, oh, I think I've been chasing the wrong thing. I've been chasing money. And maybe that's why I'm not happy.
Maybe the idea is, because it's hard for a lot of listeners to hear, like, you know, hey, I've got this really giant house. I've got all this money, but I'm not happy. Where wouldn't it be good to maybe try to find a way to get along with your money? Like, be happy with it. Maybe some marriage counseling between you and your money.
Yeah, yeah. And... That's a whole other ballgame, your actual relationship with money.
Yeah.
And the way that you deal with it, the way that you view it or avoid it or not want to manage it or not. Like if you got a pile of it, it's great. But if it starts to go away, then some other fears can, you know, like come up.
Well, whatever it happens to be, and with you, and we've heard that story a lot of times where people think, like they go towards things they think will make them happy. Once they finally get there, they realize, hey, wow, you know, I'm not any happier than I was.
Yeah.
So talk a little bit about that. So you're there in your house. It's very nice. And you realize you need something different.
Yeah. And so I reached out to a life coach. And it was my first experience of like being coached by someone.
Is that like Tony Robbins? He's like he's an example people can relate to. Is it?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah,
less
in that
big
realm.
And yelly. And...
Yeah, less 6'7" giant man, more small woman, still powerful.
Okay, gotcha.
And so what happened was we had a conversation, and at the end of this about 2 hour conversation, she looked me in the eyes and she said, "You're not confident, man. You're trying to buy your confidence with a big paycheck and trying to impress people with your stuff." And it was like the first time someone told me the truth of who I was.
Was that something you were aware of?
No.
Or did you feel confident? Were you like, really?
Yeah. Well, I kind of, now that I look back at it, it was a way to get people to like me. And when she said that, it was like a truth punch, you know, just like right to the face and gut. And that really launched me into really thinking about like, wow, like, I really don't want to be stuck behind the cubicle the rest of my life. I want to go out and travel. I want to make a difference. I want to, you know, be with people instead of being behind the computer all day doing my nerd thing. And so that launched me into the whole idea of like, okay, what would it actually look like to leave? And then I set a goal and an intention.
Because some of it is, you know, it's one thing to go after goals that you think are going to make you happy. You realize they don't. So, you know, you got to go in a different direction. But then there's a lot of times, because many of those things are common sense security things. You've got to leave the security of a good job or a house or family or whatever it is that you've got, that you've got to leave them behind. It can be scary. That can be even more scary, right, than realizing you need to make a change.
Yeah, that can be, you know, realizing, like for me, I had to take that hard look. Of like, okay, what do I really want to do and what's really at risk? And for me, I didn't have kids and I didn't have a wife. So I was like, well, there's really nothing except for money at risk. And that might be a big thing for a lot of people. But for me, I had already had all the things and gotten all the stuff. And I'm like, I'm really not experiencing what I want. And so that launched me into doing what I really was doing on the side for a long time.
Did you know? Okay, so you understood. You knew that you weren't fulfilled by the things you wanted. You knew you needed to do something else. Did it take a life coach to, she had to tell you, hey, well, here's one of the things you need to get more confident, obviously, if you're going to want to be able to go towards things. Did you know what you want? I mean, because some people have like a dream or something that they really always wanted to do, and it's just, it's kind of pushed aside based on maybe they're not confident to believe that either they deserve that or that they can really achieve that. You know, and a lot of people say, you know, positive thinking, you can just follow your passions. You won't be happy if you don't. Did you know what you wanted to do? You knew you wanted to travel.
I knew in the time that I wanted to travel and I wanted to make a difference. And I thought that was in the realm of photography. And so I actually went out and did that for a little bit, got an international gig and did a great job down in Guatemala and came back. And then eventually that Christmas, I went back to my mom's house and I realized something that I'd wanted to do for a long time, but I never had the guts to do it. And so my whole journey has been about me stepping into fears and doing things that I've been scared of. And my dad passed away in 1997, and my mom's house just fell apart. And I had always...
Literally? Or just like...
Just disarray. Yeah. Okay, and like gotcha. Things just didn't get fixed. And, you know, just the sad story of like, you know, someone's, you know, spouse who passed away and they don't do anything. And then things start breaking, and the more things start breaking. And, you know, I went back there and, you know, I was, you know, it's like, I'm going to go fix this. I want to. I've got the time. I've got the resources. And so I moved back in with my mom for 9 months, and I completely rehabbed her basement. And I gave her a home for her 70th birthday that she could be proud of again, that she could have her grandkids there and that she could have her family over and not feel embarrassed just to have a family gathering. And so that was like, and I did most of this by just watching YouTube videos and really nagging my brothers to come out and help.
Well, they're genetically obligated to support you in these efforts, I think, right?
Most families, I think that's true. Some families, right. I don't think they get that. But, yeah. So that really launched me into like, oh, wow, I just stepped into a huge fear of doing something that I was scared of. And it
what
really
you were scared
me-
of, and I know this is kind of crazy, but we all have a lot of projects that we haven't finished. Hello. But is home improvement one of those things that people are scared of? I didn't know that.
Well, I think here's what it was for me. It was finishing a project I said I wanted to start and finish. Oh, it was stepping inside of commitment. That was my big fear, commitment.
So you
know, really finishing something.
So we're going to kind of tease what we're going to talk about after the break. So you decided at some point, you know, once you had kind of harnessed all of those things and you decided that you were kind of making some headway as far as trying to be not only a happier person, more productive person, more fulfilled person, regardless of what it is that you want to do, whether it's go, you know, travel the world, take pictures, fix your mom's house, right? Is that you decided to get into this role, just like your life coach, that was nothing like Tony Robbins, but still very helpful, is that you decided to start trying to help people, whether it was through motivational speaking, whether it's through some of the books, right? Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk about that when we come back. We've got Brad Finkeldye in studio. He is one of those guys that has been walking the walk on the journey through life, kind of living it, trying to become a better, more fulfilled, more well-rounded and complete person. And he's going to try to help you do the same here as we all kind of take that road trip through life. So stay tuned for that. It's On the Road with Dane. We'll come back right after this at 720 WGN. WGN On the Road with Dane here live, Allstate Showcase Studio. And life is a journey. We all want to make the best of it, right? And be the best person, people that we can be, not only for ourselves, but our family. As we go through life in studio, we've got Brad Finkeldye. He is an inspirational speaker. He's a guy who's lived it, right? He's come to terms. He didn't just go to school for this. He came to terms with things he was working on dealing with. He made those important changes, and then he got to the point where he is looking to share as well. So great to have you back in studio. 312-981-7200. If you have any questions, you can definitely text them in. You can call in. Maybe we'll get you in here with Brad as well. So Brad, let's talk about it. You got to the point where you're starting to do things that you had put off or hadn't done. You kind of made some important steps, and even some of those little ones, if you've got sort of a mental block, you know, that's stopping you, it could be the most mundane thing people couldn't necessarily relate to, but it could be almost impossible to you if you're wired that way, right?
Yeah. It could definitely be like, usually whatever stops us is usually, you know, procrastination, and under procrastination is a fear of something. The fear of you're going to make something mean, or something's going to happen if you do this, or something's not going to happen, you know, and it shuts us down in our bodies. And when we can get present and like, just really like think about what's actually underneath all of that procrastination, then you can have the real thing to talk about.
Okay. So you did this and you get to a point, not everybody gets there. You know, everybody's trying to kind of make their way through this crazy world. Not everybody gets to the point where they're like, you know what? I see that this has been valuable for me. I'd like to share it. So let's talk about how you got to the point where you're going to be, you know, talking to people, motivating people, sharing people. Obviously we're doing that here on the show today, and you know, not everybody has a book in them. So talk a little bit about that journey from fixing you to helping other people fix themselves.
Yeah. I think a lot of people have a book in them. I think everybody's got a story that they can share too. And my story, you know, my catalyst moment happened when I was living in Portland, Oregon, and I was out walking my dog one day, and I saw this guy pushing a bicycle. And what happened was I saw an Amazon package that I had ordered, you know, something. And it was really special for me. And when I got back to my house, I looked at my phone and I realized that it was literally just dropped off, but the package wasn't at my house. And so what I realized is that the guy that I just walked past
pretended to be you?
No, yeah, he stole my package.
No, that sucks. Yeah.
And so, but to back it up a little bit, you know, the year before this moment, I was down in Ecuador on a speaking trip. And one of the guys that was with us was a shaman, and he was a speaker too. And he carried around a giant rubber chicken. And he just empowered people to quit being chickens in their life and to really stand up for what they believe. And to
so there's a shaman with a rubber chicken.
Yeah.
Because you never know, right? What'll be that icebreaker? I think that a lot of inroads can be made through humor. And I guess that
was his thing.
Okay.
And so he gave me one, and we had a really interesting conversation where I left felt empowered and inspired about who I could be. And just one of those people in life where you feel like that guy made me feel really good about who I am and what I could do. And so about a year later, he was killed in a terrorist attack. And so I had decided to take on his message of inspiring and empowering other people. And so what I did is I ordered 100 little tiny rubber chickens to start giving away to people.
Yes.
And I know it's ridiculous, but is what it's
at least you've acknowledged that, though, right?
Yes, it is ridiculous. But this little tiny rubber chicken was just a reminder in my life. Every time I saw it, I was like, oh, now I got to do that thing I'm afraid to do, but I really want to do it. And it just kept me stepping in and stepping in and stepping into more and more fears. And I kept having breakthroughs in my confidence. And so that day that guy stole my package, I was confronted with all this fear because I've hated confrontation my whole life. Like, I've always run from it. And so he showed, like, he stole my package. And I'm sitting there going, oh, man, I got to go chase this guy down for some rubber chickens. This is ridiculous. Because he stole my package that I was taking, you know, this guy was killing a terrorist attack. It was my time to stand up for myself. So my heart was beating, my, you know, lungs, everything was just like all the adrenaline was pumping.
Could have been a misunderstanding or a mistake.
It
wasn't.
No, okay. Like it was too right on the point. Like I just passed him. I just got looked at my phone. It was literally just dropped off. I'm like, this guy stole my package. And he didn't look like the UPS guy.
Okay.
Let's put it that way.
All right.
And so I grabbed my dog for protection, which probably would have just been an attack licking at that point. And so I chase this guy down and I confront him and I'm like, hey, you got my package? And he's like, no, I don't. And I look and it's got my name on it. And I'm like, dude,
that's usually a good sign.
Yeah. I'm like, dude, this is mine. And I realized, like, in the moment, you know, something wasn't right that was going on with him. And at the same time, I like opened up the package because I was still excited, like a little kid on Christmas Day. And I opened it up and I was expecting 100 of these that I paid $30 for. And these are like 1-inch little tiny pieces of plastic. And I got one. And I was like, I just got double ripped off. I got ripped off from the Amazon person and ripped off, you know, from this guy. And then I looked at the guy and I took all of the coaching that I had. I had become a life coach by this point and been certified and everything. And I looked at him and I said, what's going on in your life, man? I'm like, why are you stealing random packages?
Why are you stealing my rubber chickens?
Yeah, why are you stealing stuff? And he just like, he could tell I cared and was genuine in the moment and wasn't treating him like another homeless guy because I found out he was homeless. And he just shared that 4 people had died in his life that year, that he was strung out on drugs, his mom was on drugs, and his girlfriend was on drugs. And he just opened up and like shared his life and what it was like to be him a little bit. And I was like, I really felt for the guy. I was like, I would probably steal stuff too at that point if all this stuff had happened to me. And so I reached in my wallet, gave him the last $6 I had on me and my business card and said, dude, give me a call. Like, I'd be happy to coach you and sit down a coffee and see if I could get you moving in the right direction, whatever I can do.
Wow.
And that was the moment I got my confidence back. And that's the big catalyst moment where I started realizing like, wow, like when I shut up and I listen to people authentically, I can actually make a difference. Because I'm there for them to hear whatever they're going through.
It's interesting to hear, too, that you're helping a person who's in a position that maybe doesn't, like on paper, deserve help from you, right? They're busy stealing your chickens.
Yeah.
You know, that's the last person that you'd think that you would be like, well, I need to help this guy. But I think it's very cool. I think it's very big. And if that was one of those things where you're able to cross that barrier and in that situation and in instance, be able to be the coach that you already were and were becoming. So we've only got like, you know, I don't know, 2 or 3 minutes left here, but give information about what it is that people can do in order to maybe some steps that they can do or ways that people can get a hold of you and you can kind of give them, of course, they'll have to sign that waiver that they'll promise not to steal any of your mail, but how they can get involved and start kind of turning things around into that direction.
Yeah. So I've written 2 books by now. And one of the most important things that I've come that's been made me successful and have really been had a big impact on my most important, like biggest days are setting my day up powerfully. And so I've created a morning journaling process for people. And, you know, my book that just came out called Inspired Mornings is all about creating your morning powerfully with intention and inspiration. And it's kind of like a daily planner, but it has the emphasis of making a difference with other people in your life. Not just what am I going to create? What am I going to do? What am I going to have? But like, what's my actual intention? Am I going to be happy while I'm doing this, or I'm going to be a grumpy, you know, angry old fart, you know, and still accomplish my goal? So this really helps people set up their mind in a structured way so they actually achieve what they're actually out to get in their life. So
it's good to start. You know, it's one thing to have kind of ambiguous, let's do this and let's do that. But when you can wake up and have that fresh start every morning and kind of get pointed in the right direction, and hopefully that'll carry on through the rest of the day. So one more time with the name of the book, and then we want to hear, you know, if you've got social media or other ways. I know you do some speaking engagements where people can come out and see you.
Yeah, so the book is The Inspired Mornings Journal. You can get on Amazon, and you can go to inspiredmorningsjournal.com, and that'll take you right to it. My website, or people can follow me on Instagram at The Rubber Chicken Guy.
Okay. So I know because the shaman in Ecuador had rubber chickens, and so he has passed that rubbery chicken-style torch, right, to you. Is that really just kind of like an icebreaker, right?
It's an icebreaker, and I've had people meet celebrities because of these rubber chickens. People land their dream jobs. People get back to dating, single moms.
These are magical chickens.
These are magical little chickens. People look at them, and it's a physical reminder in their life, oh, I need to do that. And then they do it, and that's when the magic shows up. They get out of their head, and they get into action in their life, and they start having their dreams come true.
He's an author. He is also the rubber chicken guy. He is making positive changes and helping you do the same from your morning on. And so, Brad, give the website, if you've got a website where people can see, you know, some of your events or places where you're going to be appearing or speaking, or how they can get a hold of you directly.
Yeah, directly. So they can go to inspiredmorningsjournal.com. That will redirect you to my website, and you can find, you know, my speaking events there. You can contact me there. And, you know, I'm on Instagram and Facebook too, you know, the Rubber Chicken Guy and Brad Finkeldei. And you guys, BradFinkeldei.
Nice. Oh, Brad, thanks so much. You're making a positive difference. Not everybody out there is doing that. You are definitely doing that. Hopefully that has helped some people here today on WGN. Quick break. We're going to come back and then send it to news. It's On the Road with Dane here on 720 WGN.
Chicago's most accurate forecast. Get the